Vegas Golden Podcast. I'm Case Kiefer with Justin Emerson for our A Player Per Day series. We have reached the end of the journey.
It's hard to believe.
And we reach it with Mark Stone, the best player on the roster. I don't feel like that's too much of a stretch to say.
Nope. Best player on the roster. One of the best players in the entire league.
Absolutely. So the trade deadline acquisition, now locked up long term, heading into his first full year with the Vegas Golden Knights, 27 years old. I feel like internally and even from our perspective, expectations couldn't be higher for Mark Stone. And I don't think expectations should be. I think that's valid, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. I think the guy's going to have a monster year. You look at what he did in, I think it was 25 games between the playoffs and the regular season last year. Putting that over the course of a full year sounds like a lot to ask, but I think Mark Stone's capable of it.
I think he is. It was 73 points is what he had in the regular season between Ottawa and Vegas. That is a career high for Stone, and he has never played with teammates quite like he's going to have this year, or specifically line mates that he has this year. He has been an elite player in the league basically since he arrived. His points since he became a full-time player: 64, 61, 54, 62, 73. Playing elite defense along the way. He finished second in the Selke voting last year as the league's top defensive forward. He is a threat at both ends of the ice. Plays all three zones well, can be a power play guy, can be a penalty kill guy. He's been doing that this preseason and a little bit last year. Unstoppable in the playoffs last year, had a hat trick. This guy's so good, and he is going to be paid like it. $9.5 million for the next 8 seasons on a new contract that kicks in this year. As soon as Fleury decides that he's done, he'll be the face of the franchise. Can't say enough good things about Mark Stone.
The Selke voting, interesting. He's been second 3 straight years.
Has he been I knew he's gotten votes 3 straight
years. Okay, no, 2 straight years. Sorry, I was throwing up for Ottawa and Vegas. So 2 straight years he's been second. He's gotten votes, it looks like, obviously I can't do math, but 5 straight years.
Yeah. 5 years. It's basically since he became a regular, he's gotten Selke votes every year, moving from 46th to 18th to 6th to 22nd to 2nd last year. So Selke only, I don't know what you're looking at. He was 2nd in the Selke just last year, 22nd the year before that.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's all those twos, 22nd. Yeah. Like I said, I can't do math.
Still, I mean, the fact is that he's a winger, and this has been traditionally, it's been a center's award. A winger hasn't won it in a decade and a half, but that's just how good he was. He led the league in takeaways last year, which was like 25, I think, more than Alexander Barkov, who was 2nd, noted center Alexander Barkov. Stone's his possession numbers were spectacular. The thing that was most impressive to me was Stone, his possession numbers in Ottawa. Ottawa was the worst, I believe, possession team in the league last year, and Stone still had positive Corsi numbers. He was a 52.6 Corsi player with the Senators. Relative to his teammates, which is a stat that I really like, he was 11.3% better than his average teammate. So that means basically that the Senators were a really good team, or a good possession team when he was on the ice, and a very bad possession team when he was not on the ice, which speaks well to what he did. He came over to Vegas. Possession numbers increased. He was still on the positive side relative to the teammates. Very good teammates. Yeah, he 33 goals, career high last year, 73 points. He basically does everything that you want. Very, very good player.
Yeah, I think that tenure with Ottawa, you mentioned at the top how great he is and how he's underrated. I think really his time with Ottawa is what threw his value out of whack, because for the most part, at least these last couple of years, Ottawa was one of the worst teams in the league. Now, I know right before that they made the Eastern Conference Finals, but even that year, their underlying numbers were just showed they were way worse than that. It was kind of a little bit of a lucky streak for them to even get there. I just feel like being stuck on kind of a bad team like that, that's, at the bottom of the standings, people, especially, you know, people looking at the traditional stats, never really know what to make of a guy. But I felt like he comes to Vegas, then we get to see what he's like alongside other great players, and he proves his worth then. I thought there'd be no questions coming into the season, but it seems like there still might be a few.
Yeah. I don't quite know what the anti-Mark Stone opinion is like, and I try not to be too homerific when covering the Golden Knights, but it's hard to not speak about Stone in glowing terms. By two separate models last year, Evolving Hockey and Corsica, which are advanced stats sites, Stone was the most valuable player in the league. The most valuable player in the league. Over the last 3 years, I think Evolving Wild has him as the second most valuable player in the league, behind only Connor McDavid. That's taking into account his offense, his defense. The defense, like we had mentioned, 122 takeaways, which led the league, sixth among forwards with 71 blocks, 8.6% relative Corsi percentage. I mean, he plays in the offensive zone. He only started 53.4% of his faceoffs in the offensive zone, meaning he's not just getting points because they throw him out there for 2/3 of his offensive zone starts. I mean, Mark Stone is, it was when he came out, the NHL Network thing had him, they were rating the top wingers right now, if you remember that, and they had him as the 13th best winger in the league. I would argue that he is at least the 13th best player in the league, and putting him that low on the wingers list is kind of absurd.
Yeah, speaking of lists and rankings, the other big hubbub recently was that top 50 NHL player. What was what? Explain to me exactly what that was. I just thought he wasn't on it.
That was the video game rankings. So they had the top 50 players in the league, and I think McDavid came in at like a 95 or a 96 overall or something like that. So similar to the Madden ratings. Stone was, I think he's like 88 overall, so he had just missed the top 50. And I do think it's because he played on such a terrible team in Ottawa that people don't watch a lot of Senators games. And I think being in Vegas this year, kind of being the guy in Vegas, is going to boost his profile into the league's elite for this season. I think people in Ottawa know how good he is. I think people in Vegas got a taste of how good he is, and everyone is going to soon see just how good Mark Stone is.
That baffles my mind. Again, not to sound too much homerish here, but I mean, top 50, I remember what I remember. You said you don't remember what the knock on Mark Stone was. I do remember a little bit going into last season, like the analytics guys, the stats guys were super high on him, saying this is a top 25 guy in the league. Everything says he's amazing. And, you know, some of the more traditional minded folks weren't really sold because he played on a bad team. But even then, I felt like the argument was like, is this guy a top 25 player in the league?
Yeah, I mean,
not a top 50. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that.
I mean, coming out of last year, he had 62 points in 58 games. Year before that, 54. Year before that, like I said, 61, 64. This guy's always been good from that perspective. He's in the low to mid 20s for goal scoring, boosted it up into the 30s last year. This guy could get Hart Trophy votes as the league MVP this year. If you don't think that Mark Stone is an elite player in the league, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Stone, we both expect him to, I don't think we'll be having this conversation at this time next year.
No, I think
it'll be obvious.
And I think we're going to look at his contract, too, at $9.5 million per year, and look at that as a potential bargain among some of the league's elite players. Like, you look at just some of the wingers this year. Jeff Skinner signed in Buffalo for $9 million a year. Stone is making just over that. Nikita Kucherov, I believe he signed last summer, I want to say. He signed for $9.5 million. So he's making the same as the guy who won the MVP last year. Artemi Panarin signed for, what, $11.5 million, I think it was? I mean, would you rather have Panarin at that or Stone? I might have, like, I think I would take Stone anyway, and Panarin's making over $11.5 million, so.
Maybe I'm down on Panarin, but that wouldn't even be a question for me. I would take Stone straight up.
Mitch Marner just signed for $10.8 million, $10.6 million, something like that, more than Mark Stone. So, I don't know. I think you're looking at it, and 8 years is obviously a long time, but you're looking at a guy who has done nothing but be a tremendous player in the league for 5-6 years that he's been in it. And if you're going to spend money and commit 8 years to a player at a high dollar value, this is the guy that you want to do it with.
And I know we sound just ridiculously high on him, but I think this question has to be asked just because we've talked about everything. And I do think he's underrated in so many areas. We mentioned defense with the Selkie. His point totals say that he's extremely strong on offense, too. But does Mark Stone have any weaknesses? Are there any areas where you'd like to see him take a step forward this year?
He doesn't have blinding speed. He's not slow. The knock on him his entire career, dating back to his junior days, has been his skating. I think that that is a little bit overblown. He doesn't put himself... It's not like he has trouble getting back on plays. If you're looking at all the tools, no, he doesn't have Connor McDavid speed. But he has elite-level stick work that lets him, even if he's not exactly quite in the position that he needs to be... His stick is able to extend as well as anybody in the league, picking pockets, doing whatever you need to do. So I guess if you want to say that skating is the one knock on him, but I don't even think that that is necessarily fair, even at this point. I do think that he really is a complete player.
For sure. And yeah, I forgot that the skating thing has gone back a long way. Probably part of the reason why he was a sixth round pick back in 2010.
It's another thing hard to believe. He was a late round pick out of the Bantam draft to even get into the Western Hockey League. Taken by the Brandon Wheat Kings, who's owner, general manager at the time. Kelly McCrimmon, who's now the general manager of the Golden Knights. So McCrimmon has seen firsthand how good Mark Stone has been dating back. He was the one who took a chance on him in juniors. Ottawa took the chance on him in the NHL. And now Vegas has made him one of the more higher paid players in the league. So a real cool story for Stone, who has never been considered a top prospect.
Yeah, so Stone used to people doubting him. And let's just hope, I don't think they do, but let's hope the NHL... I guess 2020 video game. They need those ratings adjusters like Madden out at the practices and games. Yeah, we've seen those guys. Yeah, so we need the rating adjusters because he's going to
get a mid-season
go up.
Update there. Yeah, I agree. He's going to be playing on a line with Paul Stastny and Max Pacioretty, who are both very good. And like I'd mentioned a couple of times, you want a guy who can score, you want a guy who can pass, you want a guy who can do both. That kind of makes a good line. Pacioretty scores, Stastny passes, Mark Stone can do both.
Right, and I feel like I've mentioned this every podcast, especially his line mates, but he is the plus 150 favorite at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook to lead the Golden Knights in goals this season, which I think is probably where I would go with plus 150. We both expect him to be the goal scorer. Always, you know, kind of scary betting some of these season-long things with injuries. Especially I feel like I would have won last year if Max Pacioretty wouldn't have been hurt, but we talk about that enough too. And that brings us to the betting segment where we like to finish off all of these things with a look at the current betting odds and which way we would go. Mark Stone is one whose total goals is up at the Superbook and is one who has seen action on the over, so we're not the only people, at least locally, up on him. I only have the original number. The original number was 31.5. I know for sure it is 32.5 now, at least. It might even be 33.5, but we're going to go with 32.5 for the purposes of the podcast because I think that's what it is. Taking some action on the over, are you in on the bandwagon, Justin, or is that too high for you?
It's a little high, but not by that much. This is one I wouldn't touch. I do think that it's a good line. I'm going to go under, though. I do think that the presence of Max Pacioretty, both on his line and potentially his power play unit, are going to take some goals from him. Not many, but some. I can see Stone in the kind of 28 to 32 goal range is where I think he'll be with about 50 assists. So I think he'll be about a point per game player. But, I mean, if we come back and look at it and Stone scored 40 this year, I wouldn't be shocked. I'll take the under on this just because I was working on the predictions piece, and I do think that Max Pacioretty is going to lead the team in goals.
Oh, wow. So you would actually take Pacioretty 5-2.
5-2? Is that the second best odds?
That's the second best odds.
I would take that, yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't bet the goals total on Stone just because I think that that is a good line. And if you felt passionately about it, you could probably talk me into taking the over. But for right now, I will take the under at 32.5. And if it's 33.5, that just reinforces my belief even more.
Yeah, and it is worth noting. I think it's easy to remember the beginning of that Sharks series where he just blew up and was scoring everywhere. But
He had 12 points in 7 games.
Yeah, and he was great for the whole stretch he was in Vegas, but he wasn't really he didn't score a ton. There were stretches where he didn't have a ton of goals, so not necessarily just a shoe-in to go over, like it's getting bet. I, however, am going with the over.
I totally get it.
I've got Mark Stone just having a huge year. I think, as I said earlier, there's going to be no question this guy's a top 50 player. He should even be discussed as a top 10 player by this time next year. Because I think Vegas is going to have a big year, and I think they're going to do it mostly behind Mark Stone.
I could not agree more.
All right, well, that does it for not only
we did it.
Mark Stone, yeah, but the whole player per day preview series. We got through the whole roster.
We did it.
All right, well,
I guess it'll be tomorrow. We'll have our just full-on season preview pod, I think, tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, we won't leave you hanging. We'll have another one this week going into the season. Really exciting time. Excited to see how the Golden Knights look. We've gone through the whole roster. For Justin, I'm Case. As always, thanks for listening to Vegas Golden Podcast.